And that is Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. And this is the sound of New York City, WNYNYYN. Bruce Springsteen was just, we just heard him, so we won't hear him again. Coming up next is the marvelous, is this Race for the White House? It's pretty goddamn good. Senator John Warner. Wasn't this guy married to Elizabeth Taylor? Pat and Dick Nixon. How about this? There's John Kennedy. Wow. Tom McCann. Let's see here. This is this Race for the White. This is the thing that was produced by Kevin Spacey. So is this 1960? Probably. Hi, I'm Larry Sabato. And only a guy at the University of Virginia would wear a fucked up mustache like this. Uh-huh.
And then, Mr. President, we'll go ahead and give you your receipt for your hat.
Thank you. Pretty interesting. I want to die with you, Wendy, on the street tonight in a never-ending kiss. Anyway, Kennedy wins Connecticut. Connecticut's 8 electoral votes. Wow, this is really interesting.
I remember the 1960 election.
I remember the 1960 election only this much. I remember watching the convention a little bit with my mom and dad. And it just being a lot of really important sounding adults, you know, just, and the, blah, 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 and a whole lot of blah, blah, blah shit. And then I remember the election and the election returns and my parents being disappointed because they voted for Nixon. And Jack Latham, and I remember this man's name, Jack Latham was an L.A. newscaster. Well, there's the old Ambassador Hotel. Jack Latham. I'll tell you what I'll do is announced the that it looks like president. It looks like John Kennedy is our next president, and he had a slight smile on his face. And I remember thinking, "Aren't you supposed to be objective?" That was what seriously. That's what I was thinking. Aren't you supposed to be objective? But obviously, that didn't. I didn't know what I was looking at. I was only about 8 years old at the time, so I was not really sure. But look at this, man. Here's the, well, let me see. This goes here, and here they are having to sort of concede, I guess. And Pat and I would like you all to shove it straight up your ass. Look at Pat Nixon. She looks really disappointed. And John Kennedy. Well, your time was going to come, Dick, whether you liked it or not. Be careful what you wish for there, Dick. Because your ass is liable to get it, man. That ain't no lie. That ain't no lie. So this is all very depressing, isn't it? Well, I want to look up that name. Jack Latham. Because he was a newscaster on Channel 4 here in L.A., which was the NBC station. In those days, it was KRCA, Channel 4. And I think a couple of other, there was a WRCA, I think, in D.C. But KRCA, Channel 4, Los Angeles. And then they flipped the call letters. I want to say they flipped the call letters not too long after that. Maybe 2-3 years after that, it became KNBC, which is what it's been ever since. Now, what the fuck is this? And he was messing with the airplane, and then the thing blew up. That's all I remember. Uh-huh. Have you made those arrangements? Sure have. Thanks. Oh, sure. I'm listening to the radio. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I like the swing music. Oh, gee, that's got a great beat. And I never enjoyed Dixieland until that moment. And I heard it and I thought, Christ, that's what I like. That's what I want. What is this? I guess if I turned the sound up, I'd know. Lodge. Oh, Henry Cabot Lodge. That was another name you heard a lot. Henry Cabot Lodge. I always thought that was an interesting... Look at this little Trisha there in the right. Oh, you missed it. Ah, you missed it. Well, that's that. All right.
Well, that's that.
That guy... I'm just going to... One thing. Okay. Everton had a 2-0 lead. 2-0. Excuse me. 2-0 lead with 12 goddamn minutes left in that goddamn game against West Ham United. This is a very good team. They're fifth overall in the Premier League. Would have been a big win, a big home win. Tacked on 3 points. Probably would have kicked them up maybe a notch, maybe to seventh place. Who knows? With 12 minutes left, they blow a 2-0 lead. They give up 3 fucking goals to these guys. Now, if ever there was a team that didn't know how to fucking win a goddamn football game, it's the Everton goddamn Toffees Blues. What the fuck you want to call these guys? Roberto Martinez, who I like, he's a likable guy. He's got to go. They got to fire him. Get him the fuck out of there. Start using it. This is a talented team, and they're blowing it. They're wasting the talent. They're going to lose that guy Lukaku. He's gone, man. Chelsea's going to get him, or that goddamn fucking Munich team's going to get him. You got that kid Stones, who wants the fuck out of there, or did, and they talked him into staying, and he's good, and he's playing hard. He's going to leave. McCarthy is great. Barkley is great. Lennon is fucking fantastic. Aaron Lennon, is that his name? Scored the first goal of the game. And then Lukaku added another one. Lukaku blew a fucking penalty kick like I had never seen a guy blow a fucking penalty kick. He came in, kind of dragged his foot, thinking he was going to fake the goaltender out. The goaltender went to his right. That's exactly where the ball went. So he blows the penalty kick. Okay, fine. Now comes another play. Not too long after that, Lukaku right in front of the goddamn goal. Generally, that's a no miss. When he's one on one with a goaltender, that they got no prayer. Kicked it right into the goddamn guy's hands. So that's two goals. You know, two pretty easy. Let's forget about the goal, the shot attempt. Let's talk about the penalty kick. Should have made that. Should have been 3-0. But instead, it's 2-0. Okay, these things happen. 2-0 lead, man. All they got to do is keep playing defense. Now, what happened was this. I'm watching the game. It's taped. It's 2-0. I'm enjoying it. Then I see West Ham kick one, score a goal. And I think, you know what? I don't know why, but I hate this. I don't like, you know, because that now it's the one goal difference. These motherfuckers lose this game. I don't want to sit here and watch them lose. So I turned the game off. I went over to my fucking iPhone. I looked up my little handy Yahoo Premier League app, looked at the scores, and there it was. 3-2. I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought, well, maybe. At the worst, it was a draw. Like, they gave up 2 goals and it was a draw. They lost 3 fucking goals in 12 minutes. Now, this is a team... I don't give a shit what you say, and I don't care what it is that Martinez's philosophy is. It ain't working. It's not working when you say, well, you know what? For 78 minutes, we played great. Just in those 12 minutes. Because what happened was West Ham looked at the videotape. They saw that Everton cannot play those crossing shots for shit. So when there's a corner kick and they kick it into the box, West Ham coaches saw that Everton can't play that stuff for dog shit. 3 crossing shots, 3 fucking goals in the last 12 minutes of the game. You know. Unbelievable. fucking believable. They're going to want that guy's head this week. So they're going to want his head. This is a team that had a shot for fifth place, sixth place maybe, which means Europa League. It's not as good as the Champions League, but it's a European bit of silver. They always talk about it in England and in, you know, world soccer, world football. They talk about getting some silver, meaning get a trophy, any trophy. We don't get FA Cup, League Cup, Champions, Europa, Premier League, something. Martinez ain't got shit since he's been coach, the manager of Everton. He hadn't gotten jack shit. David Moyes left for Manchester United. He had one season at Manchester United. He sucked so fucking bad, they fired his goddamned ass. Almost with the season finished and off to Europe he went. I think he went down to Spain. In comes Martinez, who had been coaching the Wigan Athletic. He saved them from relegation a couple of times. They won an FA Cup, although they won the FA Cup the year they got relegated, which is, that's got to be a new one for me. I don't know. They got relegated down to the Champions League or Championship after winning the FA Cup because they sucked. And now they're in League One, so they got relegated again. They're in second place in League One, so they're about to come back next season into Championship. They won't get into the Premier League if they're fucking lucky until I'm 60 fucking five, motherfucker. Such is English football, and it's just, it's maddening. I don't give a fuck about any of that. What I care about is the goddamned Everton Blues, and they just stunk today, man. Just fucking yesterday, I mean, Saturday, Nancy Reagan dies. Woman starved to death after being trapped in an elevator for a month. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? A 43-year-old woman was found dead in an apartment maintenance workers after she was trapped in an elevator for a month. It was in China. That's nuts. I wonder if that could happen in America. Probably. I don't know. But it's, how does that happen? Well, somebody's got to notice that the elevator doesn't work, for starters. And God knows we have elevators that go out in this country. I just don't know if they go out for a month at a time. What? Referee at AFC Wimbledon versus Accrington Stanley blows for halftime as goal is being scored. Whatever that means. Most of the time we try to defend referees. Most of the time we try to explain that they have a very tough job and that it's very difficult to make judgment calls in an instant, that we have the benefit of TV replays, yada, yada. However, in this case of Trevor Kettle, the referee for the League Two match between AFC Wimbledon and Accrington, we can't do that. Even if we wanted to defend the vital decision he made after 45 minutes, we couldn't. It just isn't. It's horrific. You can see the horrible howler below. Well, let me see. He left blows. If it means in England what it means here, he split before the goddamn half was over. Well, that just won't do, will it? Won't do at all. Everton transfer rumors. Lukaku eyed for Bayern Munich as possible Robert Lewandowski. Geez, that's great. Isn't that great? We're going to lose our best fucking player. I don't even want to think of it. Summer target for European heavyweights, Bayern Munich. According to the Mirror, the report suggests that Bundesliga side stepped up their hunt for the Belgian international over senior club executive Michael Rentschke to run the rule over Lukaku during the Blues' 3-1 win at Aston Villa midweek. His assignment was to cast his eye on the 22-year-old who duly found the net for his 17th Premier League goal of the season in the comfortable Villa Park success. Lukaku broke Tony Cotty's record for most goals scored by an Everton player in a single season during the Premier League era, and Rentschke was sure to have been impressed. Well, yeah, and he scored another goal on Saturday against West Ham. So Lukaku, I think he's got 19, not 18. He's second in the league behind Vardy. He's great. He's just great. He's just great, and he's good for the team. And he's, you know, but he did blow a couple of kicks there on. God damn, man, I'm telling you, dude. Just pisses me the fuck off. Look at this. Here you go. Everton 2-3 West Ham full-time report. 10-man Blues throw away two-goal lead in horror ending. Do you love that? Lukaku penalty miss. And Kevin Morales' red card proved costly as Goodison left stunned. Kevin Morales had a red card. Okay, he's out. There were 10 men almost from the beginning of the fucking game. That dipshit, you know, that's one thing. But they built up a 2-0 lead despite all of that. I'm not blaming him at all. I'm going to blame Lukaku for that. They had a 2-0 lead, for Christ's sake. In professional soccer in Europe, that's almost insurmountable. Virtually insurmountable, a 2-0 lead. Fuck. Oh, you goddamn it, man. Here's where he got stopped on that goal I was telling you about. He was one-on-one with this goalkeeper here for West Ham. He missed the kick. This is Aaron Lennon scoring. Beauty. Broke through. Blew past this defender here, one-on-one against this guy here who had his fucking work cut out for him, and got the goal. This is Lukaku trying his penalty kick that didn't do shit. See, he tried to kind of drag his foot and then fuck with the guy, and it didn't happen, man. I think this is another... No, Aaron Lennon and Lukaku were the two guys that scored... That's the new goaltender for Everton. Joel is his name. It's unbelievable. Just a disgraceful, disgraceful game. This is the penalty kick, and he stopped it. He went left, and it went to his right, left, and Lukaku went left, and whatever. This was another opportunity that Everton had. The ball was right down there in front of the net. I think that was Barkley. Yeah, Ross Barkley was bouncing the ball around with these guys. Look at how these guys extend those legs. I can't look at the rest of this. It's going to make me throw my guts up. That was a great header. It scored. That was the first goal. It was Aaron Lennon when he scored that. Anyway. Bo Bergdahl's lawyers seek meeting with Donald Trump. Get along with this. This ought to be good. I don't bloody know. Don't bloody well know, you know. It's 22. How much time ago? Yeah, right. Okay. Mavis Leonard. Woman starved to death and trapped in an elevator. Now, this is a story here about a referee. He'd blown up for halftime. What's that mean? Does that mean he blew the whistle? I don't know. AFC Wimbledon. I voted for the auto bailout. Sanders voted against it. All right. The weather. When is the Michigan primary? Well, they had Super Saturday. That was it. Well, let's see. Try one more here. Money pours in. Donald Trump arrives by helicopter. There we go. Louis C.K. calls. Is this it? Yeah, comedian Louis C.K. Test. All right, man. What we got here, dude? Shit. So, Mavis. A woman starved to death in an elevator. Let me look at my thing here, man. No. Wrong. Sensory is no pad. Louis C.K. All right, man. Ready to rock and roll? I am. Are you? Sure you are. Of course you are. Yeah, I know you are. Here we go. What is this, man? Come on. That's a good one. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Ready, set, go.